This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Maddie Palera has a master's degree in marine biology. The National Science March for her was like a Lollapalooza for alternative music lovers.
Myself and Daniela and one other girlfriend just kind of looked at each other as the National March slowly got organized, and we said, okay, are we going to do this? And we, yeah, we're going to do this. Let's see what else we can contribute back to this city.
Your career is in science.
Yes.
Tell me about what you do.
So I work mostly on the Cape Fear River. A lot of my research revolves around water quality and specifically on toxic algal blooms. And I've been investigating why those algal blooms occurred at the water intake for three counties in the city of Wilmington. And then in my other role is helping in the restoration of anadromous fisheries for our shad, striped bass, herring, and sturgeon. So I work then with Wildlife Resources Commission on the sport fisheries. A lot of them are still under moratoriums.
While her focus is on the water, Palera is an advocate for sciences of all stripes because of the underlying method they all share.
See, I don't see science as being under attack. I see it more as some misconceptions and some misunderstandings. I really wonder if we couldn't get back to a more common ground if we can address what the process of science is and through that education, bring in everybody that we possibly can so that we can get stuff done. You know, science in its purest form and the process of it is a critical process in that we never truly believe anything. And what we set out to try to do is disprove the opposite. This is this null hypothesis theory. This process make sure that we have checks and balances within the entire scientific community. And it's through that then that we get the support. The more that we punch at this, then we can't punch holes in it, then we start getting solid evidence-based facts. This is not a linear process as we're going. We're constantly going back and rechecking the data. We're constantly going back and rephrasing the questions and refining our methods.
I asked Palera if holding a march for science is a political act. She sees science, and specifically the scientific method, as outside of politics.
You know, I don't think that this can be political. Science transcends every different kind of background, and this isn't a political construct or a belief system. Our scientific process, it depends on openness and lives in debate.
The Wilmington March for Science is this Saturday, Earth Day, at Roland Grice Middle School at 11 a.m. A variety of speakers, from a county commissioner to a chemistry professor, a chef to an engineer, will speak about why science is important to them. I asked Palera who should attend this gathering of science proponents.
Everyone needs to come to this. I'm saying need on purpose, from all backgrounds, occupations, religions, political affiliation. You know, this is a celebration of science and scientists, science enthusiasts, and even people that kind of only just a little bit like science. I mean, we don't want to be presumptive.
So even if you just like science a little bit.
Yeah, we can work with it.
That was marine biologist Maddie Palera, one of the organizers of the Wilmington March for Science. Find more about this event at whqr.org.